Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
We need to talk about Purim foods. What are Purim foods? Adrian Bugatti, presenter for the Essen Fressen Show on Chai FM. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Thanks. Morning, Howard.
Good.
Doing well on this cold morning.
Yeah, it is. A little bit of winter creeping in. There's definitely a hint that the seasons are changing.
Yeah.
But let's talk about Purim foods, because obviously we know about Hamantaschen. Where does the Hamantaschen actually come from?
So, obviously, the triangle shape is Haman's hat. That's what we always get taught when we're in school. But there's also different types of Hamantaschen. You know, the triangle, the one I know, well, that I grew up with, was the bread one filled with mon, which is not my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And then cheese and things like that. But then as things have changed, people are now doing biscuit ones filled with jams that are sweet and delicious to eat. So, you know, it all comes, you know, comes from different words. And obviously it refers to Haman.
Right.
That's the meaning. Haman's ears, actually.
Right.
So he's obviously had weird faces, weird ears.
Uh-huh.
And then they started it about the 12th century, you know, which is why it was a dough. Yeast.
So because in South Africa, we do use a yeast dough. Is that right? Generally.
Generally, you can get from some of the bakeries are now doing both, but the yeast dough is the most common one. The biscuit dough started about 1840 when the invention of baking powder came about. But otherwise,
I think in Israel, it's more popular, the more biscuity type of
biscuity one
of Hamantaschen. And mon, where did that come from? Because whoever thought that would be a good idea?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I struggle with that. You know, the mon is because it's plentiful.
Right.
So, you know, but another common one is, it's also quite a sweet one, but another filling is prunes. Or apricot jam, and in Israel, date jam, obviously.
Right. So apricot jam, I could
very
popular. Prunes.
Yeah. Yeah. No, me neither. It's the fruit.
I was just going to say, you know what, I just can't imagine why anybody would eat prunes in their Hamantaschen. Sounds like a particularly bad idea, doesn't it?
It does. Look, in the Sephardi community, I do know that some of them, they do the dough. They deep fry theirs, you know, as a nice, as sweet treat. So it's sold like cookies in bakeries and stuff like that. So it's deep fried with chocolate filling or, you know, that kind of thing to make it much sweeter.
Are there other foods besides Hamantaschen that we actually eat on Purim?
Not really. The drinking, not my favorite part of the festival. It's just to have something sweet to turn a bitter time that became a sweet time, you know, went from bad to good.
Right.
I think that's the main one is where we get it from. But it doesn't have, Hamantaschen seems to be the only food that is traditional to Purim.
Right.
The same way kreplach is for Yom Kippur. It's like, that's what it is.
Right, right.
So, yeah. Mm.
And in terms of Hamantaschen, sweet, savory, do South Africans have a preference that you've noticed?
A lot of the South Africans prefer like the cream cheese, or obviously the cheese filled ones, and then the jam for the biscuit ones. Mona is still eaten by some people; they still like it. I mean, we can still buy mon cakes during the year for Shabbos breakfast and stuff like that. So mon is still popular, but...
And mon is made from... How do we make mon? It's not
poppy
just...
Poppy
seeds. Oh, so it's not just dirt?
No, it just feels like it. It's poppy seeds.
All right, so I want to know. Let's do a quick poll. Let's do a quick poll with our listeners. 34519 or 0618951019. you can only list one filling. What is your best of filling? I want to see who, what wins. 34519 or 0618951019. So we know the options are, well, the options are whatever you want them to be, but it's mon, yeah. It's cheese, it's prunes, it's jam. What else did we say?
Apples.
Apples is
I've
a good
seen
one.
Apple.
Yes, apples are a great one, actually. Nice. And chocolate, obviously. Which is your? And I see the Americans this year are making cherry fillings quite popular for their hamantaschen.
Ooh, that sounds nice.
It does, doesn't it?
Actually, quite nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think a savory one would be like if you're doing like a spinach and feta.
Right.
Or,
otherwise known as a tramezzini or what. But yes. So,
well, kind of, yeah.
So those.
More like a bureka type thing.
Yeah, I guess it is much more like a bureka. Yeah. So those are the options. I want to know from you what your favorite filling is for your hamantaschen. And do you go with the yeast dough or do you prefer the biscuit type dough? 34519 or 0618951019. Anton Lopez says mon, but I think it must have been a spelling mistake. I think he means cheese, but he typed mon by mistake. Either way, we want to hear from you. Adrian Bugatti, thank you for chatting to us. Presenter for the Essen Fresen Show, Chai FM.